Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
8:08 now, as we continue with our coverage of this weather event that, to me, is the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane, but winter terms, in terms of us being prepared for it, certainly not for the people up north. Sydney Torres joins us right now, CEO of Ivy Waste. How you doing, Sydney?
Great, Tommy. Been a while. How you been?
It has been a while, and it's good that y'all are back cleaning the French Quarter, and I heard the spot talking about Disney-like standards, and you had it going on for a while, and I hope it stays that way. No disrespect to any other trash collection company. Let's talk about what you guys got involved with clearing the streets, because it is uncharted territory.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when I started seeing the snow falling, and I said, man, this is going to take a long time to melt, and I was in the French Quarter watching it, is where I live, and I noticed, I said, you know, with cold weather you're going to have 10 inches, 11, 12 inches. I started climbing, and I said, it's going to take time to melt. And I said, you know, we, as the garbage sanitation contractor for the city of New Orleans, we pick up 95% of the city, from the Mississippi River to the Industrial Canal, from the lake to the Jefferson Parish line. And so we got 95%, about 130,000 homes. So it's important to us to get the streets up and running in the French Quarter and all around the perimeters, so we can start picking up at these commercial businesses and get life back to normal. So we started, I called the sanitation director, and I said, look, why don't we do this? We actually have equipment that we clean for Mardi Gras. Instead of picking up beads, bottles, and cups, we'll be picking up ice and snow. And it's the same type of equipment we're using that we clean up for Mardi Gras with, that we're using for to clean up the ice and snow. So we made a lot of progress yesterday, and we're getting right back at it at 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to be out there with all the equipment. But we got Decatur, North Peters cleared from Canal to Esplanade. We got Esplanade clear. We got Royal clear. We got a lot of streets cleared, and this morning we're going to start back again to get the ice up, so that way trucks and vehicles don't slide as they're coming through the French Quarter or passing through on the outer areas.
For people that haven't been out, I don't think they quite realize it, and it struck me yesterday as I was driving home about the amount of snow that had to be plowed off and cleared away. And when it comes to the equipment and the streets themselves, it's all about the angle of the dangle, isn't it?
Correct. I mean, look, snow is one thing. That's easy to come up. It's light, fluffy. Okay, great. It comes off. But once you get that snow down, you know, once you get the snow off the layer, then you have ice and people driving over it, compacting it. And then the cold weather, yesterday evening into the night, causes that to get really, really like black ice. And so you have very dangerous roadways where you can't stop a vehicle, a commercial vehicle. And so that's why we called off sanitation for today, one more day. We're going to start back tomorrow. We're actually going to be running some sanitation in the French Quarter, doing some commercial stuff. We have one of our trucks because our main yard is in mid-city, so it's real easy to get down two lanes to get to the French Quarter. So we're going to be picking up some litter and some other stuff. But we'll be out there all day today, and we're going to be getting at it, and I think we'll be able to get it all wrapped up and ready for this afternoon tomorrow to have full functioning French Quarter.
Y'all doing a great job. I'll tell you what, thank you. One thing I do have to ask is, how can a guy that can be on the cover of GQ be so involved in the garbage business? You know, I'm thinking,
man.
Go ahead.
You know, Tommy, look, at the end of the day, I love what I do. I love our city. I love making a difference. And at the end, so for me, it's like, you know, I get joy out of it. I was out there last night, so about 11:30, 12 o'clock. We were out there early in the morning that morning. And I really care about making the city a better place and doing the best job possible. So, you know, we take great pride in it. And I just love being with my team and my guys and working with them and working with my customers. So I enjoy it. I love it.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate you and your efforts. Thank you, Sydney Torres. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Danny Griffin, owner of Pipes R Us Plumbing. I think all plumbing hell's about to break loose. We'll find out when we return on WWL.